Well, another panelist at the Autonomous Vehicle Forum hosted by the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research at Michigan State is Matt Smith. Matt is the Intelligent Transportation Systems Program Administrator for the Michigan Department of Transportation. Matt, great remarks today during the forum, and thank you for coming on Greening of the Great Lakes.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. It's been a great couple hours here.
You focused on the panel, which I thought was spot on, the role of the Michigan Department of Transportation in this whole area of autonomous and connected vehicles. Give our readers a snapshot of that role.
Sure. Well, essentially, our role in fostering and encouraging this technology and investing in this technology is our core mission, which is to get people safely from point A to point B. Same reason why we have roads, same reason why we have bridges, the same reason why we see this technology as being very important for our future.
Now, you made it a point. You folks are not necessarily into the R&D and the technology development, but what are some of the specific things that you can provide to all the partners in this playing in the field?
Absolutely. We're not designing building sensors or vehicles or anything on those lines. But we are doing things like the ability to get some of our traffic signal information into broadcast into the vehicle. So applications running on board the vehicles can start either providing warnings to drivers or engaging other systems on board the vehicles to prevent crashes from happening at red lights. We're working on the ability to broadcast some real-time work zone information, lane closure information into the vehicle also, so we could start broadcasting warnings to the drivers on when there might be lane closures or backups due to lane closures, or if there are safety concerns related to those work zones. And same thing with weather, getting information on, is there a black ice spot 1,100 feet ahead, and let's get that information broadcast into the vehicle. That's what we're working on, is providing that information into the vehicle so our vehicle partners and technology partners can take that information and develop applications that your drivers can use.
Now, this isn't entirely a whole brave new world. I mean, I can go online now and I can look for traffic closures. I can get weather and those sorts of things. So you really are expanding and in some ways making more sophisticated what you already do.
Absolutely. We're taking, right now, we do a good job of getting out information, but it's more general. We can say, hey, there's road work going on between these two exits on a freeway. What we want to be able to say is give warnings to drivers saying your lane is going to be gone. It's going to be closed 800 feet ahead. You have to get over. That's the type of information we want to be able to get to.
Now, Matt, one of the challenges, and I don't need to tell you this, but you also have the work that the Michigan Department of Transportation has to do day in and day out with existing infrastructure, and yet then you've got to be looking out, 5, 10, 15, or 20 years. That's got to be a resource management issue in some regards.
It always is. This is new technology that we believe is going to drastically impact safety, but we still have to be sure we have a usable transportation network out there. We still have to be able to account for roads and bridges and make sure they're in good repair. And unfortunately, it's not like there's a new funding source that's going to enable us, that's magically going to open up and enable us to fund these new technology solutions. So we're going to have to continuously evaluate where we're going to get the greatest rate of return on our investments. So when we have the ability to drastically improve safety, generally we're going to have a large return of investment. So we have to start weighing out those priorities as we move forward.
Well, you said it earlier, but I think it's worth reiterating. I mean, safety, safety, safety. I mean, that undergirds everything that you're looking at.
That's why we're here. We want our drivers to get from one place to the other and safe doing it. And without safe roads, we're not going to get anywhere. We're still, unfortunately, having 1,000 people a year dying on roadways in Michigan, despite improvements to pavement and bridges and vehicle safety. We need to look to something like this technology in order to get that fatality rate on a downward trend again.
My guest is Matt Smith. He's the Intelligent Transportation Systems Program Administrator for the Michigan Department of Transportation. He was also a panelist at the Autonomous Vehicle Forum held recently, held in downtown Lansing. Matt, you mentioned a number of different initiatives that you're involved in specifically. A couple of them we've talked about briefly on this show, but a little bit about the American Center for Mobility down at Willow Run and your role in that collaboration.
or the American Center for Mobility is a great initiative that is well on its way to becoming a reality. It's 300-plus acres of land at the old General Motors Will Run plant down in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And this facility will allow for the testing and the validation of this connected and automated vehicle technology as it becomes developed and matures and becomes in the marketplace. It will have a wide variety of environments. It'll have a high-speed 2.5-mile freeway loop. It'll have urban environments, rural environments, suburban environments, all different environments that this technology needs to be proven out against. So at Michigan Department of Transportation, we're not we're not the ones running the American Center for Mobility. That's not a MDOT or a facility, but we're obviously very supportive of the end result of what this technology is going to do. So anything we can do to help support the development of the center, we are working very closely with ACM on converting some of the or permitting some of the use of Michigan Avenue right there that fronts the plant for use in their testing and validation. We're helping provide some use cases that we'd like to see from the infrastructure side worked on and tested out as everything moves forward. So we work very closely with ACM staff, keeping them apprised in alignment with what we're doing at MDOT so we can benefit from whatever happens there at the center.
Another partnership you spoke to that was very interesting during the panel discussion was the work you're doing with the United States Army.
Yes, we the U.S. Army's automotive research development, the majority of it happens right here in Michigan. And there's a lot of technology, connected and automated vehicle technology, that actually has already been developed and proven out in the military. There's a lot of opportunity to bring that technology into the civilian world where everybody can benefit from it. And that's not just kind of a benefit from an economic benefit standpoint. The U.S. Army and others, they have a vested interest to make sure this technology comes to fruition on public roadways. So we've worked very closely with them on being able to deploy and test out some truck and vehicle platooning technologies that where commercial vehicles can travel very closely together with fuel savings, safety savings, and that's huge to them. It's huge to other commercial vehicle operators, and it's big to us to we see a great improvement in commercial vehicle safety with the adoption of this type of technology.
And you mentioned truck platooning, and in so many cases, things that start in the military and then have application to civilian life, but truck platooning could have applications for the way our trucks are driven, irrespective of military platooning.
Oh, absolutely. That's and I think that's where even the Army sees their benefit. They have such a cost and logistics just shipping things through commercial carriers across the country. They see the economic benefit from it. And then across the country, any large fleet operator that can see a 3-10% savings on fuel if you're spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year on fuel is a huge economic improvement. If we can see from a safety aspect a reduction in commercial vehicle-related crashes, again, that's going to be huge. The Army's going to see benefits. We're going to see benefits of society. Other commercial fleet operators are going to see benefits from this as the technology gets adopted.
Matt, last question here. We've covered the 21st Century Infrastructure Task Force report that just came out.
Yes.
We know how busy MDOT's going to be with all of that. But in terms specifically of autonomous and connected vehicles, what are two or three things over the next year that you folks are going to be focusing on?
Hands down, the big thing we want to focus on is providing an environment that allows our automotive sector partners to develop and deploy this technology. That was huge with the support we were able to provide for the development of the legislation, sponsored by Senator Colwell and others. So continuing to foster that environment is going to be very important for us. We're also going to continue to work with our automotive partners on the development of vehicle infrastructure applications, the red light violation warning applications, which we're already able to demonstrate functional in a functional real-world environment, be able to expand upon that and hopefully have a wider scale deployment of that technology. So we're going to have continued work on that automated or those VDI application development. And I think you're going to probably see, as we upgrade some of our traffic signal systems, especially in the Southeast Michigan area, it's going to provide a great opportunity where we can start maybe implementing some of this technology at a very small incremental cost to existing projects. So we start having some corridors in the state of Michigan that can take advantage of this new technology as it comes to market.
Well, Matt, as some of these initiatives come to fruition, love to have you back on the program to talk about them. I mean, this is a fascinating area. Every panelist agreed that these are great opportunities, not only for Michigan, but for the United States in general. So it's a pleasure having you on the program. I've been talking with Matt Smith, the Intelligent Transportation Systems Program Administrator for the Michigan Department of Transportation. Matt, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for your time, too. It's been a pleasure.